Alright, I'm going to call the meeting to order. I want to welcome everyone. It is the May 6, 2019 Law Enforcement and Public Safety Committee meeting. The first point of order here is an approval of the March 25th special and April 1st regular meeting minutes.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, I will send those around. Okay, so we're going to start through the resolutions. The first one here is resolution number 174. It's appointing a member to the Ulster County Fire Advisory Board.
I'll move it.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
The second resolution is number 177. Calling upon the state legislature to adopt and the governor to sign the Protect Our Courts Act in order to protect certain interested parties or people from civil arrest while going to, remaining at, or returning from the place of a court proceeding.
So moved. Second.
Any debate?
I'm sure there's debate.
Any comments?
I mean, the only thing I'll say is that we could at least change certain interested parties or people to undocumented immigrants. That's what this is targeted at, isn't it? And I'm using the proper vernacular for it. I mean, but that having been said, I'm going to reserve a lot of my discussion for the floor.
Okay. Hector, do you want to say anything?
Well, he's not saying anything.
There's a rule around here known as the Hector rule.
Save it for the floor.
Well, when you have the votes from Lincoln alone.
any other comments? Okay, we're saving it for the floor. All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed?
Opposed.
Slide around. Resolution number 187, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the counties of Orange, Rockland, and Sullivan for the purpose of creating a regional partnership for fire emergency management and fire coordinator. Motion?
I'll move it for discussion.
Second.
Is this an inter-county mutual aid plan, or?
No, it's not the inter-county mutual aid plan. There's a consortium between the four counties, Ulster, Orange, Sullivan, and Rockland. We've been doing this for a few years now. It's a hazmat grant. It's $142,000 every fiscal year. And what we do is we meet beginning of the year, we look at the grant, we put in for the grant because we have a better chance of getting the money. The state looks for us to create the consortium and put in for the grant together. And what happens is, if there's a big enough hazmat incident where you need multiple hazmat teams, we would look at the other three counties to come in and assist us, being that we're purchasing the equipment together. We split the grants up. We're going to be getting $35,500 of that grant money to purchase hazmat equipment for our county team, which we contract with the city of Kingston to supply hazmat team to the entire county. So we'll be purchasing equipment off of that $35,500, and then we'll work with the other counties to provide training amongst each other, and we do a lot of group training and stuff.
And there's never been an instance where these assets are needed at the same time. Is that something you plan for, anticipate?
And all the consortiums are broken up. The whole state is broken up into consortiums.
Uh-huh.
So I mean, we can reach out to other counties if we need additional assistance. So we don't duplicate our resources. We try to avoid that. There's no reason that Ulster and Sullivan should be buying the same exact equipment. That just creates for a lot of duplication.
Okay.
So if we need, those bigger ticket items, one county will purchase them, and then we'll pull the other county in for the assistance when needed. if it comes down to where there's, you know, two major hazmat incidents at one time, you start to reach out to other counties. There's the state fire mobilization plan, which allows us to reach out outside of the contiguous counties around Ulster County. That can be implemented, and you start pulling that, those resources out.
Any further conversation? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Resolution 188, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the State of New York Office of Information Technology Services for the utilization of the New York State Mass Alert Notification System, Department of Emergency Management.
I'll move it.
Second.
Discussion?
I'd just like to hear a little bit about what it is.
So is everybody familiar with the New York Alert System that you can sign up and get alerts at the state level?
Yep.
What this allows us to use it also at the county level, us signing an agreement with the state allows us to send out, yes.
One person, actually, I can, why don't you just explain it to me? Like, so what is that? What is that,
New York Alert is what they're asking.
What's that New York Alert?
So it's a mass notification system. So if there's an incident and there's a road closure.
Sure. Amber Alert.
Amber Alert. All that information goes out via text.
When your phone freaks out. Yeah.
Presidential alert.
All right, so all that information goes out. You have to, the individual needs to go on to New York and sign up for that. Those individuals that are signed up, if they live within Ulster County, we're able to now send these text messages out. So if there's an incident within a quarter mile radius we need to evacuate, we can go in and we can send that alert out, and it will notify those individuals that are signed up in that quarter mile radius or throughout the county. We determine what that radius is going to be. Also, what we do is through Verizon, we're able to upload the landlines, okay, and we can send alerts out via landline as well.
Go ahead, Ken.
Thanks. Is there any way the county can do any outreach on signing up for New York Alert? If we're going to start putting county things on this, like, you know, I and a lot of others get alerts from NICSL, which come from the sheriff's office and other other local agencies that opt into NICSL. If you could, and you don't have to say now what there could be, but just think about any outreach that we can do as a county to try to get people to sign up.
Okay.
Any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Resolution 189, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the New York State Office of Indigent Legal Services. That was a hard one. I could have stuttered on that, but I didn't. You noticed that was
well
very
done.
Smooth. Thank you. For the statewide expansion of Hurl Herring, maybe not so good, Office of the Public Defender.
I'll move it.
Second.
Any discussion? Would you like to comment?
I'm really here out of respect to the committee if anybody has any questions, but this is simply a grant over the next 5 years from the state of New York through the Office of Indigent Legal Services, and it's close to $10 million for public defense. Not just the public defender, also 18B or what we call assigned counsel.
You know, pursuant to a
Hurl Herring is a lawsuit brought by the New York Civil Liberties Union against the state of New York on behalf of about 9 counties. We weren't one of the counties for inadequate,
but we benefit nonetheless.
For inadequate public defense. And so there were 2 settlements with Governor Cuomo of that lawsuit. One was to address those specific 9 counties, and then there was a part that said we have to raise all boats and bring counties that weren't part of the lawsuit up also. And that's the Hurl Herring money, and it's about $500 million.
Go ahead, Hector.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So, you know, I just want to commend the public defender because, you know, he's been on top of this since day one and even before then, and you've kept this legislature informed every step of the way, and it's commendable, and this is actually a great day, and I'm very happy for your office and for the people of Ulster County. So thank you, Andy.
Thank you for those comments. Yes, it was a competitive sort of application, so we did very well.
All those in favor?
Hold on a second. I'm sorry.
too quick.
You know what? I'll address this concern in Ways and Means. You know, there is a right now the funding is through 2023. You know, this is going to involve the hiring of extra staff. Usually, when we hire extra staff through grants, and I believe that there's a separate division being created to, based on this grant. Is that right, Andy? A separate division on the budget is my.
I think that yes, but what I would say to your comment is, all new hires are grant conditional.
Yep.
And they're told that.
Yeah.
Coming in, and if for any reason, the funding stopped in 2023.
Yeah.
Then we'd lose those positions.
Right. Normally, we put that in the resolution as well. Oh, so that's all. And I was looking for it real quick to see if it was in there, but well, we can address that at Ways and Means. They like to do that anyway.
Yeah, okay. But I just want to comfort the committee members also that the governor has already stated that all that 500 will be renewed again for another 5 years, and that's already in the works. And the Office of Indigent Legal Services has confirmed that.
Okay.
So we're probably good for at least 10 years.
That's fair. Okay. Thanks, Andy. Yep. Thanks for your hard work on it.
Other comments? All those in favor?
Aye.
Resolution 190, instituting compensation parity and authorizing stipends for participants in the Council at First Appearance program. In the office of the Ulster County Public Defender.
I'll move it.
Okay.
Second.
Sorry.
All right, good. Comments, debate, questions?
Straightforward.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right.
If anybody has questions between now and the full legislative session or Ways and Means, feel free to get in touch with me.
Thank you very much for your
Thank you all.
Attendance. Thank really you. Appreciate it. Resolution 191, amending the 2019 Ulster County budget to appropriate jail phone commission reserves for the purchase of a body scanner and updated electronic key watch system.
I'll move it.
Second.
Discussion?
I do actually just have a question. 175?
Huh? Which resolution?
Warren 191.
For the body scanner?
$175,000.
Yeah. Says,
question?
How much is a body scanner? It's about $127. And so you want to take that out of the phone commission?
Rather than taking it out of the out of the general revenue, yeah.
How much is in the phone commission?
A lot.
It's
close to
$300,000.
Okay.
And so, Sheriff, how would
per
this
year?
No. What happens is whatever rolls over.
Okay,
so
I got it.
Budget 210, and it's 220, 10 rolls into it.
I get it, yep.
Well, obviously the purpose of the scanner is to stop contraband from coming into the facility.
Yep.
But more importantly, you know, we don't have to degrade individuals by doing strip searches and checking their cavities, because we'll have the scanner to do it.
Right.
And it's been legalized here in New York recently, and it's a great tool. A lot of the facilities throughout New York are using it. And we just had an incident where several individuals that were from Rikers Island came to the sheriff's office, and they had ceramic knives in their bodies. And we did not know that they were in there. When they left our facility and went to Albany is when they found them, because they had one of these bodies.
Wow.
So it's very important to have it. It's a safety not only for the inmates in the facility, but our corrections officers, and of course any visitors that may come in that these individuals have that.
Is it going to be used on visitors or just the inmates?
Just the inmates.
Inmates, okay. But
the ceramic blades are the new thing in jails. And we just recently had an inmate who said that what they're doing is they're bringing them into the system with them and not using them in the county. The county will never see them.
But then they bring them to
the state prison. And we'll never know. If we can't scan, you never know they have
them. Wow. Okay.
And this is like the TSA, body scanners?
Yeah. And just... For information, when we went to the class, they said there's more radiation in eating a banana than there is somebody going through the system.
Huh. Interesting.
Well, we've had legislators say that they don't have any bananas at the jail either, so.
That was a sharp elbow.
Sorry. I couldn't help myself. It was right there, and I just, you know, I couldn't resist the high cheese. I really couldn't.
Also, introduce the folks that I have with me. The warden is Major John Becker, who's been with the office for many years. And we also have the new superintendent of corrections, Colonel Jerome John. And of course, the undersheriff.
Great, terrific. Well, thank you for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
I'm going to eat that one.
I'm going to get you back. Resolution number 192, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute a Department of Homeland Security port security grant.
I'll move it.
Second.
Any discussion?
This for the Marine Unit, Sheriff? The Homeland Security port security?
Yeah, boats.
The boat, right?
Yes.
Tour on the
boat. Yes.
Nice meeting. Make sure it's nice weather.
I think it's excellent.
Excellent. So it's effectively a purchase of a boat.
That is correct.
Yeah, right.
Any boat.
So I think the overall cost of the boat is about $400,000, but the county is only going to pay like $32,000.
Okay.
Are we retiring one of our current boats?
Yes.
Okay.
Any other questions, concerns, discussion?
I mean, I think it's great. We have one of the go-to marine and dive units in the Hudson Valley. I mean, I think that we get more we get calls instead of the state police sometimes because our guys are really on.
I'd like to say too that the emergency services throughout the county really rely on the sheriff's office with their marine unit. We do call them quite often. We're working on a consolidated response plan with our surrounding counties, so we have a standardized response plan on the river. That's always a big concern of ours, you know, locating and so on. And we've been working closely with the sheriff's office on this. So, you know, they've been very, very supportive of everything. And, you know, so this is a really, really big thing for them.
I mean, I really just, you know, not to dote too much, but I really can't say enough about our sheriff's department, really, because I mean, they do all kinds of water rescues. They do a great job patrolling the Rondout and the Hudson over the summertime. But, you know, the times when they're really needed is during times of flooding, swift water rescue. I mean, they've saved an awful lot of people. And unfortunately, we're unsuccessful in saving, you know, some of them, but we're able to, you know, recover for the families. But, you know, they train a lot. So it's a great service.
Thank you, Mr. Warren.
Well said. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. All right. 193, this looks like a deputy sheriff as a school resource officer.
I'd like to make a motion that we block 193, 94, 95. They're all school resource officers.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So we will consider 193, 194, 195, all school resource officers. Motion to consider?
I'll move.
Second.
Any discussion?
There's no fundamental change than the agreements that we've had going on. This is just extensions. Everyone's happy with the service, happy with the compensation.
That is correct. Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, I'm going to pass these around.
One of my favorite parts of those contracts is that the deputy has the ability to leave in the event of a mass catastrophe.
Right, a school shooting.
Well, no, I mean, if there's all right, you got me back. Well done. if there's a problem elsewhere in the county and they're needed, they're able to they're able to go and take care of what
right.
they need to take care of.
Right.
Well,
if there's a
hostage situation going on, you know, at the Marble Town.
yeah, we had that. Resolution number 203, Energy upgrades, capital fund budget, Department of Public Works.
I'll move it.
Second.
Any discussion?
Just if Mr. Quesnell would mind explaining, Don Quesnell's here from the Public Works Department. I have a small understanding of why we're doing this, but I sure. If you could just give us a little overview.
So the idea is we want to put a natural gas line from 32 right in front of, I think it's called the Chateau Hall, right?
Yeah.
And it's going to take a left. It's not going to go up the driveway, but it's going to come to the jail. The idea is we have boilers in there and a few other devices that currently run on number 2 fuel oil. We think next year, if we get it all up and running, we can have an operating savings going forward. I don't want to say for sure because economies of scale and things like that, but grand scheme, and at least gives us one more option going forward that we can use.
I mean, long-term natural gas is, you know, is projected to be quite a savings on 2 oil, so... now the reason we're doing this now is because Central Hudson's working in the area and it'll
Central
be easier
Hudson's
for them to
rehabilitating all the natural gas lines in the city of Kingston right now, so
yeah.
Their contractors are out there, so they're looking to get this done I think next month.
Yep.
So
sounds good to me.
I just have one little question. Number 2, that's fuel and kerosene mixture, or what's number 2 fuel?
Number 2 oil, it's that red oil. It's home heating fuel.
Oh.
Yeah. There's number 2 oil. Number 1, I think, is more towards like kerosene level. It's all about how the lower the number, the more refined the oil is. You'll find a lot of the New York City apartment buildings, if you see like the black smoke coming out of the stacks at the top of the buildings, that's usually number 4 or number 6 oil. It's almost like tar. They actually, number 6 oil, they have to heat the tanks. There's heating coils in the tanks to be able to have the fuel move to where you use it. It's really bad stuff. And if you get it on your clothes, you never get it off. Ever. Ever.
Exactly right. Very detailed explanation.
Family's in the fuel. My family was in the oil business, so.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, we are at resolution number 205, Department of Public Works, execution of contracts in excess of $50,000.
This is the contract with Central Hudson for the installation of the gas line.
Yeah, installation of high-pressure natural gas line to UCLEC to allow for use of both natural gas and oil.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Any discussion?
Nope.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. That concludes the resolution portion. I have here budget numbers, our financial reports, reminding you here that they're 2 months behind.
On Borden's? The reports are 2 months behind.
Yeah.
What date eventually? Don't they catch up eventually, though? No. We were super behind.
Because you all meet so early in the month.
Oh, that's why, yeah.
When
yeah.
the finance department closes out their books, we can't actually run the report until after, so you're always...
Gotcha.
But because you were later this month, you actually have April, or you have March and April.
I can pass this around. Do you want me to pass it around?
Do we have it?
Oh, you
yeah,
have
we have it.
Okay. All right. So any questions
Jay's
or comments?
Efficient.
No. Very, very good. Okay. Any events to bring up?
I have two.
Uh-huh.
I'll be attending both of these. I believe Heidi will as well. The Police Chiefs Association dinner is Wednesday at Novella's in New Paltz. It's usually a really good time. It's a great time to celebrate with law enforcement all over the county for acts of heroism and you know, the positive effect that they've had our community over the last 12 months. And then on the 17th, is the Sheriff's Department Awards Dinner, which is going to be held at the Best Western. I know that, you know, I've been the last several years. Laura was there with us last year. Mary comes. Heidi, I think you are usually there as well. Jim Maloney's come in the past. I know it means a lot to the sheriff's deputies. to see the legislators there and to be able to celebrate them, their stories of heroism and meritorious service over the past year.
So how do you set up attending? Do you have to RSVP?
I will.
I think everybody got an email.
Yeah. I'm not sure if it just went to the. Email. You didn't get an email?
I don't.
Okay. Sergeant Story sent out an email. He's in the sheriff sergeant as well as the Shandaken police chief, and the other person who's in charge of the event is Sergeant Eddie Torres.
Oh. Okay.
But I will forward the email that I got from Chad to Jay and have her distribute it to the committee.
That's great. That would
be awesome. It's usually a good time. I shouldn't say usually. It's always a good time, really. It really, one of the things that really hits me is you don't realize how many lives these guys save every year. Somebody remarked to me, and it has to do with the opioid epidemic. One of the deputies, I forget who it was exactly, last year said, you know, it's really something to see. No, it was Captain Altieri. He said, you know, when I first started, you know, you'd have one guy with a life-saving award, you know, a year, you know, one, maybe two. Now there's like 15, 20 because they're saving
Narcan
people with Narcan.
Yeah.
No Narcan awards anymore. Yeah.
2 years ago was the last.
Because it's
utilized too frequently.
I mean, they might do it two or three times to the same guy in the same week. I mean, unfortunately.
Yes.
To back what Mr. Rong said regarding the police chief's award dinner, one of our dispatchers is receiving an award too, a life-saving award from August 4th of 2018. He saw someone through CPR and they had a very successful outcome in person's life. So
that's terrific.
So one of our county employees is receiving an award that night.
Wow, that's very exciting.
The Sheriff's Awards Banquet is...
isn't it tomorrow night?
That's the Police Chief's is Wednesday.
Police Chief's, the 17th.
The Sheriff's is the 17th from 6 to 10. It says tickets are $40, payable either to Chad Story or Eddie Torres. It says to give them payment by May 10th, but they accept it from us the night of.
Okay.
Just before we go off that comment about the award for the emergency response on the phone, there's a story that is circulating nationally of actually some studies that have been done, and that isn't always the case. And one of the stories played a tape of a family that called 911 and did not get instructions on how to give resuscitation to a choking infant.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So having that system in place is, you know, essential. But then having well-trained, compassionate people, it's just amazing what can happen then. So I really appreciate it.
That's great. Yeah.
Other events, stories. I'll just say, and then I'll give you the floor. For our next meeting, which is June the 3rd, we're looking at taking potentially a tour of the Ulster County Jail. We'll invite the committee and we can invite the legislature as well. And we're not sure yet about where we'll be having the meeting. We're going to have it
there. They've got a conference room in the officers' offices area. That's we actually held the meetings there for a while several years ago. We would hold the actual law enforcement committee meeting at the law enforcement center.
So hopefully we'll get to do that work.
What time are you doing the tour?
$100,000
right. So it'll be June the 3rd. So I don't know. Five-ish the tour, five-ish
that's not the room we
meeting.
Had it.
No, not good. Maybe
we have legislative programs before that. That's what I have.
Oh.
Health.
Not the exchange. For the health. Yeah. Sorry.
Health, yeah.
Wrong. So does wrong meeting, but yes.
So does he. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh, good. Who cares about me, but...
Yeah. It's on the committee. So
all right. We'll work out the details. And then I'd like to turn the floor over I forget what the issue you're raising.
If you want to just...
I'll talk about it.
Yeah,
so
yeah, sure.
My name is Michael Davis. I am an employee at the Ulster County Allowance Center. I've been there almost 21 years now. The last couple of years, I have been involved with many professional organizations that help foster better legislation for non-1 telecommunicators. I don't like the term dispatcher. I'll be very honest. It really doesn't describe what we do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Going back to the CPR instructions, everything else. That's something else I'm going to come to you at later on. I can put that up in your here now. But I'm here today for a reason. Back in 2016, there was an effort to reclassify telecommunicators as protective class of service for the Department of Labor. There was some major organizations, APCO being one of them. APCO stands for the Association of Public Safety Communications Officials, and also NENA, which stands for National Emergency Number Association. They pushed for the Department of Labor to change the classification. Unfortunately, when 2018 came, it was not reclassified. Well, fast forward to March 7th of this year, Representative Nora Torres, who is a former 911 dispatcher out in California, introduced a resolution in the House of Representatives to basically force the Department of Labor to recognize us as first responders, you know, protective class of service. That legislation, that number is H.R. 1629, if you want to look it up, had bipartisan support. And later in the month of March, it was actually introduced into the Senate as well with bipartisan support. So my reason for being here, is I'm looking, a couple other counties throughout the state of New York have proposed resolutions, non-binding, of course, to make all the representatives from New York State support this legislation at a federal level because of the job we do is so important. So I had sent, last Tuesday, I had sent a draft from another county, Cuyahoga County to be exact, of what they are proposing. So I sent that to the clerk of legislature, and I'm also looking for you guys to support as well. Now, I only sent a copy to Mr. Ronk here, so I don't have it with me right now, but I can surely provide that copy if anybody would like a copy of it.
I'll send it to, I didn't realize I was the only one on it, so
yeah.
I'll send it to Jay, and Jay will circulate it to the rest of the committee.
Just for that support, like I said,
yep.
I've been an online telecommunicator since 1998, and you know, over the last couple of years, I've got myself involved with a lot of different things, not always with the support of my boss, and I'm not going to say his name, but he's not in the room, let's just put it that way. But I'm also involved with a Department of Homeland Security program called SAFECOM, and I go to, you know, meetings twice a year for them. Mm-hmm. It's about interoperability, and they too, the gentleman that's in charge of that, his name is Ron Hewitt. He's a retired admiral from the Coast Guard. He is in support mm-hmm. of reclassifying this as well. So, I mean, we definitely have people in the industry wanting this to be changed, but we need people to contact mm-hmm. their the representatives and their state senators and say, hey, look, this is an important job of what we do. We need this. They need to be reclassified.
Yep.
It doesn't cost any money. It's just, you know, it's the recognition for what we actually do. So that's all I really had at this point. Oh, go ahead.
So is there something we could do as a memorializing resolution since it's kind of out of the county hands when you...
It is, and like I said, I know other counties throughout the state of New York have been doing it. Like I said, I know Cuyahoga was one of them.
That's what he sent us was the Cuyahoga resolution.
And Genesee County is...
Memorializing resolution. Yep.
Okay. Yeah, basically.
Can this be our first one?
And I know...
No, we've had...
They have the other one going on.
Okay.
So, again, like I said, I just look...
It may be the first one with wide bipartisan support.
And this is the thing. I'm not doing it for myself, obviously. I'm doing it for the 40,000 non-1 professionals throughout the United States.
Absolutely.
You know, the biggest thing is, you know, I get told this all the time, you know, what are you doing this for? It doesn't really affect us. Well, it affects us, but it affects everybody. And that's the way I look at it. It's like, mm-hmm. I'm not doing it for myself. I'm doing it for everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever I can do, I try to do. So I appreciate your time, and thank you.
Thank you very much.
Do you have certification requirements? And would they change with the passage of this?
I will say, you know, us up at the 911 center, we have to take a basic telecommunicator class. We utilize APCO, which is a national standard. It has to be, once you get certified, you have to recertify every 2 years. And you have to have 24 hours of continuing education each year. We do that through magazine articles that we get through APCO. And we also, I attend a lot of conferences, and I get the credits for attending those conferences. Again, I do them all on my own dime because I want to better myself. So that's what we're supposed to do. And
Would it make sense for you, for the people doing this work, to be required to do CPR training and Narcan training?
We are required to do CPR every 2 years as well. We do another program, EMD, through APCO as well, which, again, you need continuing dispatch education credits for that as well. I will say that the state is looking to change that. I know they got a 911 advisory committee that is being formed. I was actually at a meeting when they talked about it last week, and I made some comments to a gentleman up in Albany who was in charge of it, and they kind of wanted me to sign up for it, but I have so many other things going on. I said, I appreciate the offer, but right now I don't have the time to commit to that, but I know they are looking to change that, so everybody in the state of New York will be, you know, kind of the same requirements, let's put it that way. So,
great, thank you.
You're welcome.
You can leave that wide open, Tom.
Any other questions? Or?
Thanks.
Glad you brought it.
Thank you very much
and like
for coming.
I'm going to have more for you in the next couple months, because like, it's just one thing at a time. It's like you got to do small things first, and this is the first stepping stone, and then on from there. So.
I appreciate it. I'm interested in being a sponsor of the
Certainly.
Memorializing resolution to the feds, and I'll speak to my colleagues on both sides of the aisle about maybe making it bipartisan, because that'll satisfy one of the new stepping stones to get to memorializing resolution consideration. So,
and like I said, you know, we may have, no one else may have to call 911, but someone we know may have had to call and everything else. So, again, I try everything I can to make things better for not only the people calling, but also for our employees as well. So,
yep.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming, and come back whenever you need to. So Jay, you well, so Ken, if you're going to sponsor that, you'll
him.
And then you'll anybody, and then you'll offer whoever wants to sign on to sign on.
I'll send HR.
Okay.
I just sent the Cayuga resolution to Jay, and I had just previously sent the other information that I'd said I'd send you. I sent you that too.
Invite?
Yeah.
Also, there was a video last week that was posted on The Atlantic, which is a publication. Basically, it was a 7 or 8 minute YouTube video on face of life, of a 911 dispatcher. They taped it in San Francisco, and while we're not as busy as San Francisco is, same things happen. You know, no matter where you are, it's always the same. Maybe not same scale, but always the same type of thing. So if you get a chance to look that up, like I said, it was published last Monday actually. So, and it was an article that goes along with it that was in support of this. Not it's. The act in Congress is called 911 Saves. They might look it up that way.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
I will, unless there are no other announcements, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.